Hey, Daily Doses, this is Pastor Larry here, and today I want to continue our thoughts on encouragement. By definition, when somebody needs encouragement, they're feeling some form of discouragement. There is a sense of just encouraging people you meet on a daily basis, your family members, your loved ones, and saying, hey, I love you, or good job, and all of that. And that's a great and important part of our relational equity. But the whole sense of giving encouragement where it is most needed is actually encouragement in those times where we're feeling some form of discouragement. So what do we do at that point? Well, there's kind of a sliding scale from I'm feeling a little bit down, all I need is a hug, a kind word, and all of that, to no, I'm feeling really down. I'm kind of towards the bottom of things. And the further down the scale of discouragement someone is, the more our method of offering encouragement needs to change. In Romans chapter 12, there's a whole list of things that we're to do as being part of the body of Christ. Some of us are eyes, some are ears, or some are mouthpieces. We're hands. We're the hands and feet of Jesus. And in different ways, we minister to the world at large and to one another. But he says towards the end of this how we're all to respond. That means when somebody is joyful and patient and faithful in prayer, that's exactly how we're to be. We're to share with the Lord's people who are in need. We're to practice hospitality. And then he says, bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse. And then an interesting verse, rejoice with those who rejoice, mourn with those who mourn. I think the old King James said, weep with those who weep. And I believe that's one of the things many of us need to learn to do a lot better job of. We can find ourselves so uncomfortable with the hurt and the pain of someone else that what we do is we discount it, we push it away, we give them some advice as if that will make them no longer be in that same place. But actually, what it says to do is, no, if someone's in a sense of mourning, don't come and tell them why they shouldn't mourn, or here's a story of someone who has something worse, or God forbid, I know that's bad, but let me tell you how bad my situation was. No, rejoice with those who rejoice, mourn and weep with those who weep. It's a strange way of responding, but I want to tell you, it's so incredibly powerful. You're going to feel like, wow, I'm not doing any good here. But you are. As someone who in his own life and our family life at times have gone through some significant mourning, I want to tell you the people who, when we were down, again, on that sliding scale, down further, the further down we are, the people who just came alongside and said, I am so sorry. Not the people, I am so sorry, but just, I am so sorry. The ones who sat down and mourned with us, the ones who wept with us, they're the ones who gave us the most comfort. And so I want to encourage you as you're trying to figure out how do I give encouragement. Very often it's a smile, it's a happy word, it's a dream of the future. All of those things very often are the right thing. But sometimes I want to encourage you to pause and ask this question. Is this really just the right time to just sit down, grab a tissue, and cry with them? Because when you do, you'll identify with them. And at the bottom of discouragement, one of the most common things is a feeling of being absolutely alone. No one else knows my pain. No one else has ever been here, even though lots of people know the pain and lots of people have been there. We feel all alone. And when you sit down and mourn with those who mourn and weep with those who weep, you'll be the comfort of Jesus to someone who desperately needs it.